From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good evening. Welcome to you all. Thank you for joining with us in our evening gospel program. At the very beginning of our program, let me announce the publication of the latest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly magazine. As I said in our morning program, it features the history of the Free Presbyterian Church. We are celebrating the 50th anniversary of our denomination. The magazine is filled with historical articles tracing the development of the church. It is now represented on all five continents of the world, and of course we have our voice on the radio as well. We do praise the Lord for his mercy. The magazine is free to our supporters and listeners. Please send for your copy. Now, we're going to read from Numbers chapter 11 this evening. We're continuing our study of pictures of Christ in the Old Testament, and we have been looking in recent programs at the manna which God gave to Israel during their wilderness wanderings, and showing that the manna was a wonderful picture of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to read from Numbers chapter 11, just a few verses, an incident related to God giving the manna. We're reading from the verse 4 of Numbers chapter 11. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again and said, Who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. And the manna was as coriander seed, and the colour thereof was as the colour of bellium. And the people went about and gathered it and ground it in mills, or beat it in a mortar and baked it in pans and made cakes of it, and the taste of it was as the taste of fresh oil. And when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell upon it. God will bless this reading from his word. We're going to have another extract from the history of the 59 revival. Remember, we're giving away copies of this book written by Dr. Paisley, and which features the glorious story of what God did in our land in 1859. You can have a copy of the book free. Here's a reading. It's featuring the record of events in County Donegal during that time of mighty blessing. County Donegal, Buncrana. From Buncrana, a village on the eastern side of Lough Swilly, it was reported that the Presbyterian congregation of 55 families, 40 persons, including 12 heads of families, were converted, and between 30 and 40 others were deeply concerned. This revived congregation also subscribed £400 toward a new meeting house. Ramelton. Ramelton, situated on the western side of Lough Swilly, participated in the awakening. Upwards of 100 persons, chiefly from amongst the young, were converted. Many others were awakened. However, some soon lapsed back to their former hardened state. Monray. Monray, a rural district a few miles from the city of Londonderry, had a mighty deluge. The Reverend Andrew Long records, On Lord's Day, June 26th, we enjoyed showers of blessing. The scene which took place baffles description. The church was crowded to suffocation. I preached from the words, Thou restrainest prayer before God, Job 15:4, especially with the reference to the outpouring of the Spirit in answer to prayer, Luke 11:13. God strengthened me, as he never did before, for the services of that memorable day. For I know it was in answer to many prayers, and especially those of our newborn souls, who were heard pleading for me during the day. I never witnessed such deep solemnity. The exercises had almost closed when one person fell out of her pew upon the aisle, the door being open, and shrieked loudly for mercy. In a few moments about 20 were prostrated in different quarters of the house. And then, what a scene ensued. Relatives in groups carried their stricken ones into the adjoining vestry, multitudes weeping, and the whole congregation moved and excited as if the judgment day had come. In every part of the church there were broken-hearted penitents on their knees, pleading for mercy. And at the same time, not a few hardened sinners were looking on and wondering. But at length the big tears rolled down many a wrinkled cheek. In the evening I held a meeting in the open air, about a mile from the church, and addressed an assembly of 2,000 from Acts 17:30. There were 3 converts from Derry present, a porter, a tailor, and a sailor. The former said in his own tender, simple, touching manner, "I am but a poor porter, earning 9 shillings a week for drawing my handcart through the streets of Derry. But I would not change my situation for that of the richest among you, if you have not Christ." The tailor, in offering up a short prayer, said, "Lord, have mercy on those poor souls who do not care one ha'porth about their souls." At this meeting, a few were awakened, and at its close, a great number flocked to the church, though it was now 9 o'clock, and remained there till next morning. There was one great-grandmother present, and several grandparents were rejoicing over their penitent offspring. Would you quickly turn with me now, please, to Exodus and the chapter 16. We hope to be able to conclude this study of the manna as a picture of Christ. Last week I was pointing out to you the taste of the manna. We are told that it tasted like honey. Verse 31 of chapter 16 of Exodus. This manna was wonderfully nutritious and satisfying. For in the verse 35 we are told the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years. 40 years. It fed that whole generation during that period of wilderness wandering. It kept them alive. It kept them well. It kept them healthy. It kept them strong physically. How wonderful was this food supplied by God. It was sufficient on its own, for we are told that they didn't have to add anything to it. Their diet consisted of that which God supplied. You don't need to mix the gospel, you know, men and women. There are those, foolish persons indeed, who would add to the gospel, who feel they have to mix in a little of the world in order to make God's word palatable to this generation. I tell you, that's an insult to God, and it is the very height of folly. The manna was sufficient in itself to feed the people, and bless God, the gospel is sufficient in itself to supply all the spiritual needs of our hearts and of our lives. In the Psalm 119 and the verse 103, the psalmist said, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." The blessed book of God supplies every requirement of our souls. We don't need to resort to the world, to man's wisdom, to the notions and the follies of this age. This book will supply every need of our souls, of our minds, and of our spirits. But as we conclude this story of the manna and how it is likened unto Christ, I want us just to conclude by considering the fact that there were those who despised the manna. That's why we read from Numbers and the chapter 11 earlier in the program. For we discover that there were those, the mixed multitude that was among the Israelites, those who were not true Israelites, they fell a-lusting, we read, Numbers chapter 11 and the verse 4. And the children of Israel also. So this mixed multitude had an impact, an influence upon the children of Israel, and made them discontent with God's supply. And they began to whinge and to whine. They began to prefer what Egypt provided them with when they were in slavery to that which God provided them with now that they're delivered and on their way to the promised land. Listen, men and women, we have a picture here of the backsliding of the Christian, of how it happens, why it happens, aye, and the consequences of it. When God's people begin to desire the world and to despise what God has granted to them, then backsliding has broken out. They despised the provision of God. See how they spoke of it? Verse 6, but now our soul is dried away, there is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. There is abroad today, amongst professing Christians, a despising of the Bible. One of the reasons why you find that the worship of God has been turned into a pantomime, a circus, a variety act, and the musics of the world have been added, and all the din and the clatter that is associated with man's idea of entertainment has been added into the worship of God. That is not pleasing to the Lord. They complained they were sick of the manna. In the verse 1 we read, and when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it. There's nothing more clear than that God hears the complaints against his word, against his truth, of those who profess to be his people. It angers God. No wonder the church is in the powerless state it is today. No wonder there is the absence of blessing and the marvelous sense of God's presence and power amongst us. What a contrast with the events that we have been reading about in the book, the 59 Revival. It is because of the spirit of backsliding. Dear Christian, I challenge you today, how is your walk with God? How do you delight in the Bible? Is it sufficient for your soul, or are you pining after the things of Egypt? May God bless his word and apply it with power to our souls today. Join with us again next week. The Lord bless you richly.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.